a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry. Dr. Rich Schmidt and I have been spending the last few times together just talking about God's work in our lives to bring us to salvation, call us into the ministry. And last time I was sharing my testimony about how I met my wife and just knowing that she was the one for me, knowing that God was calling me into ministry, and what an awesome partner, co-laborer, Dr. Rich, Ruth has been, that in the last 588 months, God's just met every need in my life for this ministry through my wife's ministry to me.
Well, good morning, Pastor Greg.
And good morning.
I've just got to say this again. These broadcasts over the last several days that we've done have been absolutely phenomenal. I so much appreciate you sharing. I'm going to be honest. You mentioned you were 71. I don't know if people realize sometimes, and especially young people, how much wisdom, how much knowledge, and so forth, that listening to how God has worked in your life over these years, what he's accomplished through you, and to actually see it. I mean, it's not a fresh person off the block.
Yeah.
You've gone the route, you've gone the long haul, and it's your testimony is exemplary, and I truly mean that.
Oh, thank you.
So I really encourage the folks to go into our archives if they've missed some of these, the last four broadcasts, and listen to them. They're encouraging, they're motivational, and I think they'll really help with some folks finding God's will for their life.
Well, that's our prayer.
All right.
Now, you've been married for how many months?
I have no idea how many months.
Oh, I got you there.
I know when I got married, though, December 29th, 1979. So I got that down.
Okay.
I'm not real good with numbers.
Oh, I see. Okay. Probably if I ask your wife, she could tell me how many months there.
Maybe so.
Yeah, especially if I give her a little bit of time to figure that out.
There you go. Well, I would like to share with you, just like you were kind enough to share with how you met Ruth, your wonderful wife, and how your relationship blossomed in the ministry and so forth. So if you don't mind, and feel free to ask me all the questions you want.
Okay.
I will share how I met my wonderful wife, Valerie, and how that came to pass. So I'll be real honest. I was not a dater. I thought about girls a lot as a young guy, and I got saved when I was 16, trusted Christ as my personal Savior, and I really knew, because I was going to a good church, and came from a wonderful family, I knew how important innately, if you will, how important it was to marry the right girl.
Right.
Well, back when I went to Bible school, I started in 1974, and by the time I got through with my education, it was 1981.
Mm-hmm.
The school that I went to also had a large church, several thousand people.
Right.
And one of the things that the pastor hammered home was, you better find yourself, preacher boy, a good wife. Now, how that was defined was maybe a little different than what people are going to think. But if you're going into the ministry, here's two of the qualifications they had to have.
Okay.
They either had to be able to sing or play the piano. Or forget it.
Or both.
Yeah, or both preferably, right? A great voice and a great piano player.
Which my wife does neither.
Well, guess what? My wife doesn't do either.
That's the truth, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, apparently I messed up. But no, in all seriousness, I knew I was going to go into the ministry. I knew I was going to pastor. And it's like, I got to find a girl who can sing and play the piano.
Right,
I mean,
that's
the qualifications, brother.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Only problem was you were attracted to one that was pretty.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the way we are, right? There you go.
So here's what I did. In my first 3 years of Bible school, my roommate in our dormitory, he had a girlfriend, and it's like, I didn't have a girlfriend.
Right.
So I'd go out. I was in Culbertson Hall at Moody Bible Institute at the time. I go to the seventh floor, which was where my dorm room was, and I'd look out over to campus, and I just start praying, God, send me a wife.
Right.
He didn't send me one.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't date. It just wasn't clicking.
Right.
So I was dateless, so to speak. Well, I went through my first 3 years of Bible college, not one single date, nothing. So then I switched. It was only a three-year program, so I switched to another school in Indiana, Baptist School, and continued my pastoral education and so forth. And I dated one girl for a short period of time, and she's still, I don't want to say I love her to this day, but I love her platonically to this day. Just a wonderful Christian lady. And
right.
That was as close as I had. There was one other young lady that I was interested in, but it just wasn't working.
Didn't click.
It did not click.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, and here's our similarity, where I was in class, just like you were when you found Ruth.
Right.
And I sat in the second row, and in the first row was a girl named, I had no idea who it was at the time, but her name was Valerie. Pretty blonde girl.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, she was attractive.
Well, of course.
But you know what really attracted me to her was I was a meticulous note taker. I really got into my studies. I was very serious about my schoolwork.
Right.
She was taking more notes than I did.
Oh.
And I was like, well, goodness me. She actually cares about her studies.
Okay.
Well, the listeners are probably going to get kind of a kick out of this. but I basically, from a distance, kind of watched what she was doing around campus.
I see.
And I found out that she was one of the individuals that had the privilege of cleaning the men's bathrooms.
Oh, the privilege.
Oh, the wonderful privilege. Oh, that was how she basically paid for part of her college.
Right, right.
Was through doing these student intern type things or student work projects.
Right, right.
So my wife will tell the story that after she'd get done, I'd go into the washroom and I would check her work.
Oh, my goodness.
I won't admit if I did or not.
I see. Okay.
But they were very nice, very clean.
Yeah, yeah.
And a studious individual.
Mm-hmm.
I still didn't know she could sing or play the piano, though.
Did she sing at all when she was cleaning?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, okay.
I'll be real honest. We were a very strict school, and you kept your distance from the females. And I dead sure wasn't going to go in there
when she's in the men's room.
Absolutely.
Right, right, okay.
Not going there, literally. So here's what happened. I was scared as could be. Hmm. Now, I'm a big guy. I was athletic. I did all this stuff, but I'll tell you what, I was scared of girls.
Mm.
I don't know if you were, but I wanted nothing to do with them, I wanted everything to do with them.
Right, right, exactly.
So how do you break down? Well, all right, so the school is very strong on, you need to find your mate at this school. They're good Christian girls. You're Christian guys. Find yourself a wife. Get married and make it happen.
Right, right.
So you kind of forced it. So they had what they call a Valentine's banquet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I got to ask somebody, and I knew exactly who I wanted to ask. So I knew the girls were always, they went from their dorms, they ended up at the church auditorium about an hour early before the service started.
Okay.
So I made sure I staked out my seat right behind hers.
Oh, I got you.
And I simply said, and I knew her name was Valerie because I've been watching.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Valerie, just quick little introduction. And I said, would you want to go to the Valentine's banquet with me? And she said, well, sure I would. Something kind and pleasant. And I was like, okay, we got through this. And I think I ran back, I scooted over real quick. That was it. That was enough. That was
just like a junior high boy.
Yeah, right. And I'm a senior in college.
Right, right.
And a little stumbly on the old invitation to the banquet.
It obviously worked, though. It worked.
It did.
Yeah.
And so we did go on our first date. And by the way, dates at the college I went to were always chaperoned and in this case, big auditorium. There was no touching, none of thing like that. It was very strict.
Right.
So how in the world, some young people think, well, if you don't get in a car and start kissing and hugging and making out, how in the world are you going to know if you're compatible or not?
Right.
Well, we didn't do any of that, and we managed to get married and been married now for 37 years.
Yeah.
Without having getting involved with that kind of thing. So it can work.
Yes, exactly.
And it does work. So what attracted me to her? How did I know she was the right one, right? That's what every young person wants to know.
Right. Right.
The Bible says in Proverbs 18:22, it says, whoever finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I did kind of what you did. Is she a godly individual?
I say.
Does she have character?
Right.
Does she love the Lord? Does she want to serve the Lord in ministry? And, of course, all the answers to those things were yes. So we were compatible.
Okay.
I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt I had to marry Christian. God said, you cannot be unequally yoked.
Mm-hmm.
And so many young people today, they're like, well, you know, I can't find a good Christian, so I'm just going to marry a non-Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That's, I think, why the divorce rate is 60 and 70% even among Christians today. It doesn't work. It's not God's program. So we started out, she was a Christian, she wanted to be in Christian work, and I'm like, this is good. So we spent time, we went to church together, we went to chapels together, we went to class together. I know some of our listeners are like, boring. Well, I'll tell you what, boring is good sometimes.
Right, right.
We didn't have any issues, we never got in trouble, never had to worry about bad outcomes.
Sure.
We just developed a good, strong friendship, which eventually led to a good, strong love for each other.
Right. And respect for each other.
Absolutely.
Right.
Very important. Why is this marriage so important? Well, so we end up getting married December 29th, 1979, and that started, of course, our relationship. And as you and I both know, when you go into the ministry— you better have a wife that's with you and that'll support you, because it is not as easy as maybe some people think. It's tough. And what even exacerbated it, we didn't go to an established church.
Mm-hmm.
We started a church from scratch in the Wisconsin area. Church still exists today and doing well in Franklin, Wisconsin.
Man, praise the Lord.
Very pleased about that. But we went through some very, very difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Can I say that we've always, everything's always been rosy. We've never had any issues. Everything's been lovely. No, I can't say that. We struggled with ministry at times. Tough, tough go. Which, by the way, when you're struggling with your work, guess what happens at home?
Yeah.
There's struggles.
Exactly.
And she's a Christian. I'm a Christian. We both could get moody. We both could get upset with things.
Right.
I'll be real honest. I think at times if we both got carnal or walked away from the Lord, we might have separated. It got so tough at times.
Sure.
But we stuck with it through the good times, through the bad times, through the hard times, through the peaks, through the valleys. And now 37 years later,
right.
I could not exist without my wife.
Right.
Our ministry could not exist without each other. I'm just so thankful for that. Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wife just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. That is my constant goal, to love my wife just as much as Jesus Christ loved each of us and gave his life for us.
You know, there's so many issues that need to be discussed before marriage. Let me recommend a book. The book is entitled Before the Ring by William Coleman. Before the Ring. It's got 22 chapters of all kinds of things that guys and girls need to discuss before the engagement ring. Get a copy of it. Study it. Pray through it. Let God direct your life. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you all in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.